been that sweet with Little Willie. It's now 7:44, and we have a special guest with us this morning, Dr. Allison Primo Black of the American Road and Transportation Builders Association. Good morning, Doctor. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great. Now, I understand that they had the 2014 U.S. Department of Transportation National Bridge Inventory Database release some information, and there was good news and bad news. It wasn't good for North Carolina, though, was it?
Yeah, you know, it's a challenge all over the country. What we do is we take some of that data from the USDOT and we really bring it down to the state level so people can see just some of the conditions and some of the challenges that our DOTs and local governments are dealing with. So, you know, for North Carolina, there are 2,199 bridges which are classified as structurally deficient. And what that means is that either the superstructure, the deck, or the substructure, the portion beneath the bridge, are rated in poor or worse condition. So these are bridges that really need some attention.
Now, is North Carolina getting worse or getting better from last year? How did they compare?
Well, North Carolina's gotten a little bit better from last year. Now, every year you've got bridges that move off that list as they're repaired, and then you have more that come on the list as they need some attention. So when you take both of those things into consideration, North Carolina overall took 109 bridges. They reduced their number of structurally deficient bridges by about 109. So that's good news, but the challenge is that there are still about 2,200 bridges out there that need some repair.
Now, how does North Carolina rank compared to other states?
So in terms of the number of bridges that are deficient, North Carolina ranks number 10. But, of course, you all have a big inventory compared to a lot of states. You have over 18,000 bridges. So when you look at the deficient bridges as a percent of the inventory, you guys are at 12%, which is ranked number 15.
Now, how bad condition are the bridges? Should we be concerned about it, or is it just something that takes time to correct?
Well, state DOTs and local governments, they examine these bridges. They inspect them at least every 2 years, every year for some bridges. And what they'll do, if there's any concern for the public as far as traveling over the bridge, they will post it for load. So they'll have weight restrictions. So, you know, they'll prevent big trucks from going across the bridge. In some cases, they may even close it to the public. So, again, the government's doing a good job trying to make sure these bridges are safe. But they are, you know, a key structural element is in poor or worse condition. So they are bridges that do need some attention. And, again, state DOTs are doing the best they can, but it is just an issue of resources at all levels of government.
Now, with the government, with the states going through and trying to cut back money with the poor economy, how does this affect their overall budget?
Well, that's been the challenge that states are facing, is that, you know, since the recession hit in 2008, state and local governments have really had a tough time with finances. So they have not had as many resources to put in transportation investment as we usually see. The other thing is that the federal aid program, the money that comes from the federal government, is about half of all highway and bridge construction funding. A lot of folks don't realize that program is so important to the construction work. And right now we're dealing with a situation where Congress is just, you know, they're not doing their job. They have a deadline on May 31st to fund the Highway Trust Fund and to reauthorize the federal aid program. And, you know, they keep doing short-term extensions and they just can't get it together to pass a long-term funding bill, which would really help states address some of these conditions.
Now, how old are most of these tribal bridges? Is that the problem? They're just getting old and needing repair, or?
It is for a number of bridges. So the average age of a deficient bridge in North Carolina is 55 years old. That's actually a little bit lower than what we see in other parts of the country. Part of the issue, too, is a number of these are also local bridges, which, again, local governments as well, you know, have a lot of challenges. They're responsible for about 3/4 of the roads in the country, and you know, they've really been hit from the economic recession. So they're having a tough time in many cases raising the revenues to deal with some of these issues.
And with some of the states that need help, does the federal government help them any?
Well, it does. So the federal aid program, which provides money to states for major highway and bridge projects, provides about half of the funding for all highway and bridge construction. So the federal government, the federal aid program is there to help. But again, Congress has to provide the revenues. And they are coming up on a deadline the end of May where they're in a situation where they have to fund the program and provide some additional revenues to help states out. So, you know, a lot of times folks don't realize that that federal aid program is so important.
Now, if somebody wants to find out more information on this, what's the best way to do that?
You can go to our website, which is www.artba.org, and we have all the state profiles. We have information on the most traveled bridges that are structurally deficient. And I would just encourage folks, this is an issue that touches everybody, every community, and you really need to make your voices heard with your elected officials, both in Congress and then at the state and local level, that this is an issue that needs to be addressed.
Well, thank you very much for being our guest this morning, Dr. Black, and we hope that you'll come back and be a guest again.
Thank you. My pleasure.